uniform or white numerals, the Crickets will be going from left to right here in this first half. As we get everything set up here at a very full Durand, Arkansas High School this evening. For the Durand, Arkansas Panthers, they are 21-4 overall. And coming out for the Panthers this evening will be number 3, junior Parker Olmstead. Number 12, freshman Luke Weber. Number 22, senior Grady Hayden. Number 24, senior Ethan Hurlberg. And number 25, senior Dane Bates. The Panthers will be in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. They will be going from right to left this evening. And throughout the evening, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors. These are the folks that bringing you our broadcast on WRDN, including Jerry Barron Sons with custom-made feed for livestock from Hubbard Feeds, located by Annabeth Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services online at chentfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bauerville Tire and Service, with 80 years experience, let Bauerville take care of your automotive needs. Give them a call, 672-8300. We are ready to go in this regional final. So, Bates and Steinecke at center, tipped, and it'll be controlled back to Olmstead. We are underway, and over to Weber now. Weber on the left wing, or right wing rather. Weber now, cross court pass over to Olmstead. Olmstead left wing comes over to the top of the key, inside to Bates. Bates, oh, it nearly rimmed out, but it drops for two. Full court Panther press now, over to Wathke. Wathke now coming up court, and a bomb, and that's going to be over to Bullrath. Dishes it back inside, shot put up, whistle, count it, foul. As Steinecke gets the pass inside, foul will be on Bates. So going to the line to complete the three-point play will be Steinecke. And shot put up is good, and Fall Creek leads 3-2. Inbounded to Olmstead now. And Olmstead now will come across the cut timeline over to Weber. Weber on the left wing. Weber now to Hurlberg. Hurlberg, top of the key. Back out to Olmstead on the right wing. Olmstead does a head fake, drives inside, puts up a shot, whistle, foul. He'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on number 3. That's going to be on Wathke, his first team foul. Thank you to the Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. Don't forget the Cottage, those Easter gifts as well. That's the Cottage, downtown Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. First free throw was good by Olmstead. We're tied. And next free throw on the way is good. Panthers lead by 1-4-3. And to inbound it now to Wathke. And Wathke now. Still not across the timeline. Nearly loses the ball. He does. And coming up with it is Hurlberg. Hurlberg up and in. So Panthers up by 3-6-3. Full court Panther press once again. This time it's Volrath on the far side. Drives inside. Puts up the shot. Offensive foul. And so the foul on Volrath as Luke Weber got run over and took one for the team. They called it a charge, not a block. And so now inbounded to Olmstead. And Olmstead will bring it up the timeline, cross the timeline now. Well, over to Hurlberg. Hurlberg, left wing, three ball on the way! From Hurlberg, a three! And the Panthers up by 6. Volrath on the far side now, gets across the timeline. He'll dish it off now over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer now, around the horn we go. Over to Wathke now. Wathke at the top, back at center now. Wathke now, back over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer dishes it inside. And they're going to have to kick it back out. And around the horn we go now to Wathke. Wathke now back over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer to Wathke. Wathke now into the right corner. Walden, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. And Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Weber now. Weber now, top of the key. Stop, kicks it back out to Hayden. Hayden back at center. Hayden now tries to drive inside, can't do it. Has to hand it off to Weber. Weber left wing, goes to the right, now to the top of the key. Stop now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt on the right wing, fakes the three. Yeah, that wouldn't have been a good idea. Just saying, he had Steinicke right in his face. I don't think that would have went anywhere. Over to Weber now. He'll stop on the right wing, can't take the shot. Now back to Hurlburt. Panthers lead 9-3. Hurlburt now back to Weber. Weber's pass knocked out of bounds. Pass intended for Hayden and knocked out of bounds by Flottmeyer. And so Hurlburt to inbound it on the far side. Excuse me. As Hurlburt now looking, inbounds it to Olmstead. Olmstead now on the right wing, comes over to the top of the key, loses the ball, and coming up with it is Volrath. And a bomb back the other way, shot put up, and with a foul, check that, it was blocked. Blocked out of bounds by the Panthers. And so it'll stay, though, Fall Creek ball. And inbounding it is Wathke. Wathke now all the way back out to Walden. Walden now cross-court pass over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer now back to Volrath. Volrath top of the key now to Wathke. Wathke has to hand it off. Now around the horn we go over to Volrath. Volrath now cross-court pass over to Wathke. Inside to Volrath. Volrath falls, kicks it back out to Wathke. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip. Coming up with it is Steinicke. Puts up the shot up and in. And so 9-5 Panthers. 9-5 Panthers. 14:43 remaining. Across the timeline now come the Panthers. Over to Weber. Weber, top of the key. Has to stop at the free throw line. Back out to Hayden. Hayden, long three ball. Oh, my word! Grady Hayden with a one-third court shot. Holy cow! And Volrath is trapped. Gets it across the timeline. Get it inside to Steinicke. Puts up the shot. No shot. Foul on the floor. Before the shot, foul will be on Hayden. And so 12-5 Panthers lead, 14-17. And inbounding it will be Wathke. Wathke looking, has to get it all the way back out to the top of the key to Flottmeyer. Kicks it back out now to Walden. Walden puts up a shot, rims out, no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead on the far side across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 12-5. Hurlburt now on the left wing, drives inside, splits to the center, puts up a desperation shot, and it goes down. Wow. Whistle timeout, Fall Creek. 14-5, Panthers lead, 13:55 remaining here in the first half. And thank you to Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Duran Fresh Market. Download the new app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. Numbers are us, your daily money managers. Rhonda is bonded and insured. Call 672-8093 for a free consultation or visit her online at numbersareus.com. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The hog sale continuing at Durand Smokehouse through March 31st. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without the help of our businesses, we would not have tonight's game on the radio. So please thank our sponsors. I wouldn't be doing the play-by-play then on the video channel as well, for those of you that enjoy that. So please thank our sponsors. Video coverage tonight is compliments of the Durand, Arkansas School District. And so inbounding it now will be Wathke. Wathke inbounds it to Walden. Back to Wathke. Cross court to Volrath. Volrath now across the timeline for Fall Creek. Kicks it back out to the corner. Three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good. And rebounded by Olmstead. Olmstead back the other way now. He keeps it himself. Into the lane. Puts up a shot. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 22, Steinicke. Going to the line for two is Olmstead. Thank you to the Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail Grill. They have Taco Tuesday, Wing Wednesday. Of course, the pizza special here on this Saturday. That's the Rooster Tail Grill downtown Durant. First free throw is no good. 14-5. Panthers still lead. And free throw on the way is off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Steinicke. Steinicke now over to Walden. Now cross court to Watke. Around the horn we go. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on the Panthers. Foul will be on number 22, and that's going to be on Hayden. His second, third team foul. Anderson now coming in for the Panthers. He'll come in for Hayden. Inbounding it on the far side will be Watke. All right, so here we go. Wathke looking, still looking, and nearly intercepted, but coming up with it is Volrath. Drives inside, shot partially blocked, whistle foul on Bates. His second, fourth team foul. And thank you to O'Galley Cheese Factory, featured with the cheese and meat trays for any type of get together. The O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durant. First free throw was good. Martin Transport, visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Whistle, and coming in for Bates now is going to be Weisenbeck. So Volrath now will try to make the second free throw. 14-6 Panthers. Free throw on the way is good. He makes them both. And so inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead crossed to Weber. Weber back to Olmstead now. On the left wing. Can't drive inside. Back to Weber now on the left wing. Bounce pass to Olmstead. Olmstead to Weber. Weber, excuse me, looking for a cutter. No one there. Back to Olmstead now. Staying on the outside to Anderson. Anderson to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Olmstead. Right baseline. Loses the ball. And coming up with it is Wathke. Wathke back to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer now back to Wathke at center. Inside now to Volrath. Volrath kicks it back over to Steinicke. Drives in. Whistle. No. No whistle. Blocked by Anderson. And it'll stay. Panther ball. I thought the whistle was going to be on a foul. No foul called. And so inbounding it to our right is Walden. Panthers lead 14-7. 12:45 left in the half. And around the horn we go to Wathke now. Wathke now. Cross-court pass over to Volrath. Volrath. Top of the key. Looking for a cutter. Fakes right. Goes left. Kicks it into the corner. Three ball on the way. Shot. No good. And rebounded by Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline now for the Panthers. Oh, and he throws it away into the crowd as Anderson went to drive in. And did not wait for the pass. So it goes back to Ball Creek. And so inbounded now to Walden. And Walden across the timeline now for the Crickets. Over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer now cross-court pass over to Wathke. Wathke now over to Walden. Round the horn we go. Staying on the outside now. Volrath in the left corner. Bounce pass now over to Flottmeyer. Top of the key to Wathke. Wathke now inside to Steinicke. In the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Loose ball coming up with it is Flottmeyer. Shot blocked by Hurlburg, but he gets his own rebound. Shot put up. Counted in the foul. Second time that Hurlburg went up to try to block it. Yep, he hit him. And so that'll be a foul. And going to the line to complete the three-point play will be Volrath. 14-9. And going to the line to complete the three-point play will be Volrath. .11:58 remaining here in the half. Panthers still lead. Free throw on the way. No good. And a loose ball. It's going to be off of... Oh, they're going to say it was off of Olmstead. Oh, man. I think Coach... they're going to get it. They're going to talk about this. They're going to chat about it and say who touched it last. Nope, it'll stay Fall Creek ball. So Volrath did make the shot, but not the or didn't make the free throw. Now we're stopping again. All right, well, it's going to stay. That's the decision. Inbounding it now is Wathke. 14-9. And they get it out to the outside now, over to Walden. Walden now cross court pass to Wathke. Wathke now looking for a cutter, no one home. Into the corner now to Volrath. Left corner now back out to Wathke. Wathke over to Schmidgall. Schmidgall now back over to Volrath. He's going to drive in, puts up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Steinicke, puts up the shot, count it. Fall Creek on a run here. 14-11 now, Panthers. 11:32 remaining in the half. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now on the far side, inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt on the right wing to Anderson. Anderson, he'll try to drive inside. Can't do it. He's in trouble. Out to Hurlburt now. Hurlburt, he'll drive in from the right wing. And off his foot. Out of bounds. Goes back to the Crickets. And so inbounded now to Walden. Walden back to Wathke. And across the timeline come the Crickets. Panthers lead by three. Over to Volrath. Volrath now left wing back out to Wathke. Wathke now kicks it back out to Walden at the center. And they're going to stay on the center on the outside here. Now to Schmidgall. Schmidgall now back to Wathke. Wathke over to Walden. Walden inside pass to Volrath. Bounce pass back over to Schmidgall. The left kicks it back inside now. Volrath into the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Anderson. And so going to the line for two now is Bo Volrath. And thank you to the Cell Block with the Fish Fry Fridays. Visit the Cell Block, downtown Durant. First free throw is no good. Also, Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your fishing needs. As we get ready for that spring fishing season, it's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durant. Volrath's second free throw is good. Two-point Panther lead. 14-12, timeout Durant, Arkansas. With 10:35 remaining in the half, and the Panthers up by two. 14-12. Thank you to Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West Durant, providing clarity to your financial picture and helping you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Visit HeikeWealth.com for more information. Beeves Restaurant Plum City. Visit Beeves for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Don't forget about the Sunday buffet. Visit Beeves Facebook page for daily and new specials. Duran Napa. Farmers visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and the parts you need to keep your equipment running on the farm. That's Duran Napa, Madison Street, Durant. Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, is Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durant. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we would not be having tonight's game for you, not only on the radio, but also on the YouTube channel. Again, YouTube coverage being brought to you by the Durant, Arkansas School District. Over to Weisenbeck now. Weisenbeck on the right wing. Over to Olmstead. Back to Weisenbeck. Long cross-court pass to Weber. Weber left wing. Weber now. Back out to Olmstead. To Anderson. Anderson looking for Hurlburt inside. Anderson gets cut off. Back out to Hurlburt. Three ball on the way. Shot is no good. And rebounded by the Crickets. And back the other way now comes Wathke. Wathke now hands it off to Schmidgall. It's going to be a tough one for me. Walden now over to Wathke. Wathke top of the key now to the left wing to Walden. Inside to Steinicke. Kicks it back out now to Wathke. He'll try to drive in. Kicks it back outside though. Round the horn we go. Now to Wathke. Wathke and now over to Walden. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weber. Panthers still up by two. 14-12 over to Olmstead. Olmstead left wing to Weber. Weber now to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Anderson on the right wing to Olmstead. Olmstead from the free throw line. Shots good by Olmstead. 16-12 Panthers. And now over to Wathke. Wathke across the timeline now. Over to Walden. Walden now into the corner. Into the right corner now. And that is Volrath. Volrath. Kicks it back out towards center to Wathke. Wathke back at center, redirecting traffic now over to Walden. Walden looking for a cutter, no one there. Now inside the lane into Steinicke. Steinicke drives inside, puts up a shot, and good. Gets the shooter's roll. 16-14 Panthers. And across the timeline now comes Olmstead. Olmstead now over to Weber, back to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Anderson. Anderson on the right wing. Anderson back to Olmstead. To Weber. Weber tries to drive inside. Now to Anderson. Anderson, right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Volrath. He pushes it up court quickly. Back the other way. Shot put up and offensive foul on Schmigdahl. And so Panther ball. Bates comes back in. Hayden comes back in. As Weisenbeck and Anderson take a seat. 16-14, Panthers lead. 8:21 remaining. And so inbounded now to Olmstead. And Olmstead now across the timeline. Olmstead now over to Hayden. Hayden back to Olmstead. Olmstead on the right wing. Trying to work off the screen. Can't do it. And now over to Saylor, who's in. Bounce pass inside to Bates. Bates puts it up. Does not get the shooter's roll. Rebounded by Herbert, though, with the putback. Up and in. 18-14 Panthers. And across the timeline now is Kramer in for Fall Creek. Kramer now back towards center over to Wathke. Wathke looking for a cutter inside. Finds him in Volrath. Volrath, though, loses the ball. Saylor steals it right out of his arms. Hayden across the timeline. Wow. Bounce pass back over from Hayden to Olmstead. Around the horn we go over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, Saylor. Saylor on the right wing. Nearly lost the ball, but Hurlburt comes back up with it inside to Bates. Bates puts it up. Under. Lays it. No good. And rebounded by Flottmeyer. 18-14 Panthers. As Wathke now across the timeline over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer now looking for a cutter. Now Volrath at the free throw line. Over to Wathke. Inside pass down to Steinicke. Puts it up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. And Hurlburt now across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 18-14 to Olmstead. Olmstead to Hayden. Hayden in the left corner. Back out to Olmstead. Olmstead comes back out towards center. Inside pass. Pass was out of bounds. He was looking, I think, for Saylor, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be cricket ball. Another unforced turnover. 18-14, Panthers lead. And inbounding it will be Wathke. Inbounds it to Kramer. Kramer back to Wathke, and he'll come up across the timeline for the Crickets. 6:40 remaining in the half. Panthers up by four. Volrath now at the top of the key. He's going to drive in right baseline. Kicks it back out to the corner. Three ball on the way. Shot's good by Flottmeyer. He was wide open. 18-17 Panthers. And across the timeline now over to Hayden. Hayden now, top of the key. Back over to Olmstead. Olmstead works off the screen. Comes over to the top of the key. Can't take no shot. To Saylor now. Saylor bounce pass inside to Olmstead. Tries to drive inside. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Fall Creek. I think it's going to be on number 21. And that is going to be on Flottmeyer. If I'm not I thought he said 20. I thought 21, 24. Okay, so then it's on Volrath. Okay. All right, so inbounding it now will be Hurlburt. Hurlburt looking, still looking. Over to Olmstead, left corner. Three ball on the way by Olmstead. And so 21-17 Panthers. Across the timeline is Kramer. Kramer now over to Flottmeyer. Round the horn we go now. Kramer now back to Wathke. Top of the key to Kramer on the left wing. Over to Volrath. Volrath is going to drive inside. They stay on the outside now. Wathke has it. Top of the key. Puts up the shot. And off the glass. Up and in. So 21-19 Panthers. 5:38 remaining in the half. Olmstead across the timeline. Over to Hayden now. Hayden back to Olmstead. Olmstead, three ball on the way. Shot's good by Olmstead. 24-19 Panthers. And across the timeline is Kramer. Over to Wathke. Wathke now comes over to the right wing. Out to Kramer. Kramer now to Volrath, left wing. Volrath looking for a cutter. He's going to try and drive inside. Works off the screen. Kicks it into the corner. Wathke head fakes. Drives right baseline. Puts up the shot. No good. Partially blocked by Hurlburt. Hurlburt back the other way. Keeps it himself. Off to Saylor. Saylor up and in. Panthers 26-19. Timeout, Fall Creek. 4:56 remaining in the half. Panthers leading 26-19. And thank you to Provisions Health. Healthcare your way. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Find out more. Visit provisions.health. The Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill tomorrow. They're going to have their big roasted chicken special, as they do every Sunday. That's the Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. The Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. And Elsevia Co-op, your certified Senex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Elsevia Co-op Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be at Durand Arkansas High School tonight. Video streaming coverage tonight is being brought to you by and is a courtesy of the Durand Arkansas School District. Please thank the school district. They took care of all of the required WIAA video fees for tonight's game, and they wanted to make sure you could watch the game for free, so please thank the Durand Arkansas School District for that. Back underway, over to Wathke now. Wathke now to Shibgall. Back to Wathke. Inside pass now to Steineke. Into the corner, and back to Shimgall. Shimgall now back to Wathke. Wathke top of the key, has to hand it off to Kramer. To Wathke at center, now over to Flottmeyer. Puts up a three-ball shot, no good, rebounded by Bates. 26-19 Panthers, approaching the 4:15 mark. And across the timeline, over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Saylor. Saylor back to Olmstead on the outside, now to Hayden. Hayden on the right wing. Back to Olmstead, scores up, three ball on the way! Holy cow! Parker Olmstead is hot from the three. 29-19 Panthers, and across the timeline comes Kramer. Over to Flottmeyer. He'll drive inside, puts up a tough shot, no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead quickly across the timeline. They're going to double-team him. They're like, enough of this with these threes. Olmstead, he'll drive inside, puts up a tough shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Shimgall. He'll hand it off to Wathke. Wathke now will come across the timeline. Coach Storley's like, let's slow this down just a little bit, guys. Shimgall into the lane. Has to kick it back out to the corner now. He'll hand it off to Flottmeyer. Puts up the shot. No good. Off of Hayden. It'll stay. Fall Creek ball. Volrath comes back in. Also coming back in is Walden. Kramer comes out and Flottmeyer comes out. Okay, Walden to inbound it to our right. Panthers lead by 10, 29-19. Looking, and all the way out to Volrath, back towards center in the top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Steineke. Steineke looking for someone inside. And now they have to kick it back out to the outside. Shimgall tries to drive into the lane. Now out to Walden. Walden, top of the key now to Wathke. Wathke, right wing. Long cross-court pass to Volrath. Three ball shot is good by Volrath. 29-22. Panthers, 2:47 left in the half. Hurlburt across the timeline now. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt looking for a cutter. No one there. Olmstead now on the far side to Hayden on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Hurlburt. He nearly loses the ball. And he's in trouble. Gets it back out to Hayden. Hayden now back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt right corner. Three ball on the way. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 22, and that's going to be on Steineke. And he goes to the line for three. And thank you to Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. First free throw was good. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. It is tax time. Call Sundstrom & Company at 672-4425 and schedule that appointment today. Next free throw on the way. No good. 30-22, Panthers lead. Anderson coming in, Weisenbeck coming in, Weber coming in, Bates, Hayden, and Saylor coming out. Last free throw on the way. And so free throw on the way is no good. And rebounded by the Crickets. And back across the timeline now over to Wathke. Wathke now cross-court pass to Volrath over to Wathke. Panthers lead 30-22. Inside to Volrath. Turnaround shot. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Birdsall. Birdsall gets it back out to Walden. And Walden now looking for Volrath inside. Long cross-court pass over to Wathke. Wathke now to Shimgall. Shimgall back out to Wathke. Wathke now back towards center. Now over to Walden. Walden to Wathke. Wathke over to Volrath, left wing. Volrath now, top of the key, hands it off to Birdsall. Birdsall now, back off to Wathke. And now over to Walden. Walden to Volrath on the right wing. And inside he goes, and kicks it back out. Now, three ball on the way. Shot's good by Wathke. Looked like he was a little bit off center, but he makes the shot anyway, 30-25. Panthers still lead, minute 26 remaining. Over to Weber now. Weber over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Olmstead. Three ball, shots no good. And loose ball, and coming up with it is the Crickets. Over to Walden. And Walden across the timeline, approaching the 1 minute mark. Panthers up by five. Over to Wathke. Wathke now over to Birdsall. Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Whistle and the foul as Volrath drives inside. Foul's going to be on Weisenbeck. Going to the line for two is Volrath. And thank you to Schall's Gas, your Whirlpool appliance dealer with installation and service. Schall's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Entech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. First free throw is good. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency. Hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Next free throw on the way is good by Volrath. And it's a three-point Panther lead, 30-27. Again, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. As across the timeline now comes Olmstead. Olmstead over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt on the outside now over to Weisenbeck. Bounce pass to Olmstead's pass, intercepted. Intercepted by Shingall. Going for the last shot will be Wathke. 42 seconds remaining as the Crickets have it. Panthers up by three. Over to Flottmeyer now. Flottmeyer now over to Wathke. Wathke now back to Birdsall. Birdsall looking for a cutter. No one there. Over to Walden. Walden hands it off to Wathke. By the way, the Crickets will also get the ball to start the first half or the second half. 17 seconds. And he's hanging on to it and waiting. And here comes Wathke now. He'll drive in. Stop. Shot. Blocked. Blocked by Hurlburt. Puts up a long three. No good. And 9/10 of a second left. Hurlburt just thought he had to put up a heave, and he didn't have to. They could have moved in. And so now Fall Creek does get a shot at it here. And inbounding it now will be Shimgall. Again, 1 second remaining. Inbounded, and here comes the long three off the glass. No good. We're at halftime with the Panthers leading 30-27. It's Durand, Arkansas boys playoff basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hero firefighter saves trucker whose 18-wheeler was dangling off the side of a bridge yesterday in Louisville. An update today from the mayor. about the truck being hit by or hitting three cars. Firefighter Bryce Carden was lowered over the bridge by a rope tied to a ladder truck.
Thanks to Firefighter Carden's efforts to rescue two to the Louisville Division of Fire, the driver was saved.
That's the mayor. Driver not hurt at all. Based upon the results from the Missouri Republican Party, ABC News reports former President Trump will win the Missouri Republican caucuses today. Based on our analysis of the vote, Mr. Trump will win today's Idaho caucuses. Mr. Trump campaigning in North Carolina for next week's Super Tuesday primaries, so is Nikki Haley. U.S. military cargo planes dropped 38,000 packaged meals into southern Gaza today, and more is expected. A six-week ceasefire could come as soon as Saturday, say administration officials. This is ABC News.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know. I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks knocked off the Chicago Bulls 113-97. As the Bucks picked up their fifth straight victory, Giannis with another big night. 46 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks back in action on Monday night as they play host to the LA Clippers. To college basketball, where the Wisconsin Badgers look to rebound this afternoon, playing host to 13th-ranked Illinois head coach Greg Gard.
Defend, rebound, take care of the ball. So those three things that really encompass everything we do. So you got to be good in transition, and that starts with the quality of shots that we get, taking care of the ball so there's not easy runouts. You're going to have some at some point in time, and then following your plan in transition. But with good teams, you have to be prepared in all areas, but transition is always the focal point and the setting point of our defense to get our defense set as much as you can.
The Badgers and the Illini tip off this afternoon at 12 noon. Fifth-ranked Marquette looks to extend a three-game winning streak as they go on the road to take on 12th-ranked Creighton. The Big East Showdown this afternoon tips off at 1:30. In the Horizon League, the regular season wraps up today as Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays host to Wisconsin-Green Bay. Tip off this afternoon set for 5 o'clock. On to college hockey on the men's side, where Wisconsin falls to Michigan State by the final count of 5-2 as the Spartans wrap up the Big Ten regular season championship. Those same two will be in action tonight. On the women's side, Wisconsin 4-2 the win over St. Thomas in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. Game 2 of the best of 3 series is set for today. Spring training baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday 4-3 the win over the San Diego Padres. The Crew back in action taking on the LA Dodgers today. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School. Panthers leading 30-27. Let's get some scores, at least a few scores that we do have on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store. Earlier today, it was Baldwin-Woodville defeating Elk Mound 60-43. That in girls basketball. Also, Goodhue defeating Spring Grove. This in Minnesota, 73-49. That in girls hoops. Also in boys hockey, St. Mary's Springs defeats New Richmond by a score of 6-2. Those are the scores that we have currently on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. This reminder, if you're a NASCAR fan, WRDN is home for NASCAR throughout the entire NASCAR season. Earlier today, we had the Xfinity Series race from Las Vegas. Tomorrow we'll have the NASCAR Cup race from Las Vegas with coverage beginning at 1:30 here on WRDN and also online on our streaming audio service at realcountry1430.com. So NASCAR throughout the season here on WRDN. Well, been a tough physical first half for both these teams. They've both gone in some streaks. And that's why we got the nice close game, 30-27. And we will get our second half action here coming up in just a couple minutes. And that's on the way. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Playoff Basketball here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, as we are just moments away from the second half with the Panthers leading 30-27. And in this second half, the Panthers will be going from left to right, the Crickets right to left for this second half. And again, those of you watching our broadcast on NTEC Channel 99 and on the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel, tonight's broadcast is compliments of the Durand, Arkansas School District. They take care of the WIAA rights fees, and they wanted to make sure that area residents were able to watch the game for free. And so please thank the Durand, Arkansas School District for that. All right, we're ready to go, and the Crickets will get the ball to start. As Walden on the far side will inbound it for the Crickets. Again, Panthers leading by 3, 30-27. And it's going to be inbounded to Flottmeyer. And he'll come across the timeline. We're underway. Back to Wathke. Wathke now to Walden. Walden inside to Volrath. He'll drive inside. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Bates. But Steineke with the loose ball. Puts up the shot and counted in the foul. Foul will be on number 24, Hilbert, his second. And so Steineke now to put up the shot, or check that to go for three. And it's in and out, no good. And rebounded by Flatmeyer. He'll put up a shot, no good. And saved. Loose ball, and this time it's going to be off of Weber, and it'll stay Fall Creek ball. And so Watke to inbound it now. And Watke looking, still looking. 30-29. Our Panthers still lead. Back over to Walt. Wolrath will put up the shot. Whistle and a foul. And foul will be on Herbert. And so Wolrath now will go to the line for two. And first free throw was good. We're tied. 5-0 run to start the game, or 3-0 run to start the half, rather, by the Crickets. And both free throws are good. The Crickets lead by one, 31-30. Olmstead now will come across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Weber now. And Weber, cross-court pass to Herbert. Herbert now to Hayden. Hayden, right wing. Hayden looking for Bates inside. He's not open. Now to Herbert. Herbert over to Weber. Weber left corner. Back out to Herbert. Herbert passes tipped, but Olmstead comes back up with it. And over to Weber. Weber head fakes the three. Bounce pass back over to Olmstead. Over to Weber on the left wing. Weber puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Steineke. To Wolrath. Wolrath back the other way for the Crickets. Crickets up by one. Now to Watke at center. Over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer inside, puts up a shot by Steineke. No good. Loose ball. Coming up with it is Weber. Weber now back to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Cross-court pass now over to Herbert. Herbert over to Hayden. Hayden right wing. Bounce pass inside to Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead into the lane. Puts up a shot. Whistle foul. Foul will be on number 22. And that's going to be on Steineke. And so going to the line for two is Olmstead. Thank you to Jerry Barron Sons with livestock for livestock feed made from Hubbard Feeds, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. First free throw is good. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Bowerville Tire and Service, with all of your tire rotations, oil changes, it's Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. So first free throw is good. Second free throw on the way is no good. We are tied. Tied at 31. And rebounded by Watke. Watke now across the timeline. Around the horn we go now. Wolrath. Wolrath on the left wing. Over to Shimgall. Back around the horn we go now to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer to Walden. Over to Watke. Watke now inside to Shimgall. Shimgall now has to retreat back out to the wing. Here comes a three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. Loose ball. And who's it off of? It's going to be off of Walden. Panther ball. Tied at 31. 15:53 remaining. And Olmstead now will take his time and come up across the timeline for the Panthers as we're tied. Herbert to Hayden. Hayden to Olmstead. Inside of the corner now. Weber. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Oh, it went in. It looked like it was going to rim out, and it was, drops anyway. 34-31. Panthers. And Flottmeyer now back over to Walden. Walden now over to Watke. Watke now back over to Wolrath. Wolrath now hands it back off to Walden. Walden now to Watke. Watke on the right wing. Shimgib puts up a shot. Wow! Shimgall with the nice shot. The turnaround jumper. 34-33, Panthers. And around the horn we go now. And Olmstead, fadeaway jumper was way short. Loose ball, but Olmstead comes back up with it. And now he loses it. Wolrath back the other way. Puts up the shot, and it's good. And Crickets now up by one. 35-34, 14:42 remaining. Across the timeline now comes Hurlburt. Round the horn we go. Hurlburt now on the left wing. Back out to Hayden. Hayden scores up. Three ball. Shot no good. And rebounded by Schimgall. And so Walden now across the timeline over to Watke. And onto the right wing now. Back out to the outside. And that's Watke. Watke now over to Schimgall. He'll stop. Kicks it back out to Watke. Thought about the three, but said, "Ee, I got Herbert in my face. Better not do that." Round the horn we go. Over to Flottmeyer now with two Volrath on the right wing. Again, Crickets lead by one. Over to Steineke. He'll drive in. Puts up the shot. Up and in. We'll check that. That was Flottmeyer, number 21. And so quickly back the other way. Inside pass to Bates. Bates up and in. 37-36 now, Crickets. As Watke now across the timeline. Over to Flottmeyer. Flottmeyer into Volrath. Volrath now on the right wing. Kicks it back out. And shot put up. 15-footer is good by Schimgall. And quickly back the other way now is Hurlburt. Hurlburt on the right wing. 3-point Cricket lead. 39-36. Hayden over to Weber. Weber bounce pass to Olmstead. Back to Hayden. Hayden's inside pass intercepted. Intercepted by Schimgall. He'll hand it off to Wathke. And Wathke across the timeline now. For the Crickets, they're leading by three. Over to Walden. Walden back to Schimgall. Over to Volrath. Volrath now hands it off to Walden. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Weber. Weber to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Olmstead now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now to Weber. Weber to Hurlburt. Hurlburt back towards center. Hurlburt looking for a cutter now to Olmstead left wing. To Hurlburt, top of the key, scores up. Three ball on the way. It's good by Ethan Hurlburt. And we're tied. Back to Watke. And across the timeline is Flottmeyer. Over to Volrath. Volrath into the lane. Kicks it back out towards the center. That is Watke. Watke keeps it himself. Splits two defenders. Puts up a high shot. No good. Rebounded by Volrath in the lane. Shot is blocked. Whistle travel. I think everyone was expecting a foul, and there was no foul called on Bates, and Volrath moved. And so now it'll be Panther ball. As Olmstead to inbound it, or Olmstead inbound it to Hurlburt, Hurlburt to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline, back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now looking for a cutter, no one's there. Olmstead to Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Weber, left wing, tries to drive inside, bounce pass to Hurlburt, head fakes the three, drives inside, stop, kicks about back out to Weber, left corner. Weber now over to Hurlburt, whistle foul, foul will be on number three, and that's going to be on Wathke with the reach. Well, they're going to call it with the push, tied at 39, 11:42 left in the game. They'll inbound it on the far side is Hurlburt, and he inbounds it to Olmstead, who'll have to come back across the timeline. Olmstead across the timeline now for the Panthers. To Hurlburt. Hurlburt back out towards center to Weber. Weber now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt at center to Saylor. Saylor over to Olmstead. Inside pass to Hurlburt. Hurlburt has Volroth in his space. Gets it over to Bates. Bates, no shot. No shot. Foul is going to be on Wathke again, his third. Tied at 39, 11:18 remaining in the game. Hurlburt to inbound it to our right. Hurlburt looking, looking, still looking over to Olmstead. Olmstead does not take the three. Inside pass to Hurlburt. Head fakes, puts up a shot, blocked. Saylor comes up with a loose ball. Whistle foul. Foul will be on Flottmeyer. All right, his first. And so Hurlburt to inbound it. Looking, looking, still looking. Over to Bates. Bates now out to Weber on the outside. Tied at 39. Over to Hurlburt, or to Olmstead to Hurlburt now. Hurlburt looking for a cutter, but no one there. Over to Weber on the left wing. Can't take a three. Bounce pass to Olmstead. Olmstead's pass is kicked by Volrath. Gets some substitutes now. As coming in for Fall Creek is Kramer and number 22, Steineke, come back in. Hurlburt to inbound it to our right. Tied at 39. 10:56 left in the game. Inbound it to Olmstead. Olmstead now comes out to the wing. Olmstead now over to Saylor. Saylor. Cross-court pass to Weber. Weber now to Hurlburt on the far side. Comes down to the left wing. Hurlburt looking for someone. Gets double-teamed now to Olmstead. Here comes the double-team on him. Loose ball. Still a loose ball. Still a loose ball. Still a loose ball. Still a loose ball. And whistle. And a foul. Foul will be on Weber. So the foul's on Weber. And so inbounding it now on the far side will be Kramer. Bates comes out. Anderson comes in. Weber comes out. Hayden back in as well. Tied at 39. And so inbounded to Walden. And Walden across the timeline. Walden now over to Volrath. Volrath now over to the top of the key now. Hands it off to Walden. Walden into the corner now to Kramer. Kramer looking for a cutter. Now bounce pass inside to Steineke. Head fake shot. Put up. No good. Tip, 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 tip. Gets his own rebound. Whistle. Count it. Foul. And Hayden is not happy with the call. You need to be careful or you'll get a technical. So going to the line to complete the three-point play is Steineke. And a free throw on the way is good. And the Crickets up by three. 10-11 remaining in the game. Inbounded now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt across the timeline for the Panthers. Down by three. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Hayden. Bounce pass over to Anderson on the right baseline to Hayden. Hayden now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt loses the ball. It gets knocked away out of bounds. And it'll stay Panther ball. As Fall Creek has made some defensive changes, and they have made a difference. It seems like the Panthers a little bit stymied here at the moment, and inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline, over to Hurlburt, back to Olmstead, far across court pass. Hayden now right base, or left wing rather. Hayden to Saylor. Saylor now back over to Hayden. Hayden over to Anderson in the left corner to Olmstead. Olmstead to Saylor. Saylor top of the key. Three ball on the way. Rims out. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. Over to Hurlburt. Whistle. Foul. Foul will be on number 34. And that's going to be on Shimgall. And so going to the line for two is Hurlburt. Crickets up by three. And thank you to the Cottage from Floral Arrangements to Gifts for Mom. It's the Cottage, downtown Durand. First free throw is good. Also, the JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repairs. The JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Free throw is good. And so now, 42-41. And coming across the timeline, here comes the trap. And that is Kramer. Kramer's looking for some help. Gets it finally over to Steineke. Kicks it back out to the top of the key to Walden. Ball stolen. Stolen by Anderson. Anderson to Olmstead. Olmstead to Hurlburt. Hurlburt across the timeline. Back over to Olmstead. Olmstead now on the right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot short. No good. But he gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Hayden. Hayden on the right wing. Inside pass to Olmstead. Shot no good, but he gets his own rebound. Back over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt inside pass to Anderson. Anderson puts up a shot. Whistle foul. Foul will be on number 24, and that's going to be on Volrath, his third. And so is it before the shot No, I guess it's going to be going. Is it? Yeah, it's on the floor. That's what I thought. It was before the shot. And so it'll stay Panther ball. Fall Creek leads 42-41, 8:45 remaining. On a full house here at Durant, Arkansas High School tonight. Inbounded to Saylor. Saylor right corner. Comes out to the wing now to Anderson. Anderson cross-court pass to Olmstead on the far side over to Hayden. Hayden top of the key. Hayden now back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt looking for a cutter. No one there. Looking for Hayden now. He finds Hayden inside. Bounce pass inside to Anderson, but he gets cut off. He's in trouble. Pass is tipped. And whistle a foul on Saylor going for the ball.